Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on the top line on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. So it says the Gemara, Minayin Sheba'ana. We mentioned on the bottom of the previous Amud the Makar for the Kohen Gadol's Vidoy on his par. So now the Gemara wants to know, what's the Makar that when he says his Vidoy, that he says it B'loshan Ana? So says the Gemara, Nemer Kan Kapara, V'Nemer L'Holam B'Chariv Kapara. It says over here by the Parsha Kohen Gadol, the Lashon of Kapara, and it also says by Matan Torah, the Lashon of Kapara, with Moshe Rabbeinu after Matan Torah, after the Chada Ego. When Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Klal Yisrael to Hashem, so he said his tefillah b'lashon ana, and it says over there lashon of kapara. So ma'ala halan ba'ana, just like over there, we see by Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, he used the nusach of ana. Afkan by the Kohen Gadol's par ba'ana, he also when he says his vidua, he says it b'lashon ana. Uminayin shabeshem, and how do we know that he says the ana Hashem, that he says the shem Hashem, shem first, nemer kan kapara, v'nemer ba'egla rufa kapara, because it says over here by the par, so Kohen Gadol says the lashon of kapara, and it says ba'egla rufa kapara, ma'la halam b'shem, just like over there ba'egla rufa, now there it's not the shem of Mefarish, but there, just like over there, it says the nusach is said with the shem Hashem. Afkan b'shem, so too over here, he uses in the nusach the shem Hashem. Amar Abaye says, Vishlam Mechayri Megla Rufa Lo Yalab. So it comes out that we have three psukim that all say the Lashon of Kapara. We have Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah after the Chada Egel, we have the Kohen Gadol's par, and we have Egla Rufa. And we said that we learn out from Egla Rufa and from Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah to the Kohen Gadol's par in Yom Kippur. Now says the Gemara like this. So now Amar Abaye, Bishla Mechayriv Megla Rufa Lo Yalab. We're not going to learn out to Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah from Egla Rufa that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah he should use the name Hashem, he should use Shem Hashem Lo Yalab because my Dehavahava. That's already it's a historical event. It's not a halacha that every year when Moshe Rabbeinu davened there's no such thing. That was something which happened already. Egla Ella Befrekta Gefrekta Baye Ella Egla Rufa Telef Mechayriv. But why don't we also make this Gzeir Shava to Egla Rufa? From Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, that by Egla Rufa they should use the Nusach of Ana. The Chitei Machana, I mean, if you'll say maybe we do make such a Gzer Shava, but it's not, but we don't. We learned in the Mishnah that the Kehanim Aymrim, this is the Nusach of the Kehanim, they say, Kapir L'Amcha Yisrael, V'ilu Ba'anu Leka Amar. But they don't use the Lashon of Ana, they just say, Kapir L'Amcha Yisrael, they don't use the Lashon of Ana. So Kasha, so therefore says the Gemara Kasha, it's a Kasha why we don't learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah to Egla Rufa. Says the Gemara Vayter, V'heinayin in Acharav, it says that after the Kohen Gadol, when he says the Shem Hashem, so the Kohanim and the Am, Ha'imdin Ba'azara, when they would hear the Shem Hashem, so they would bow, they would answer, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusoy, Le'olam Vaed. So says the Gemara, Tani, we learned in Avraisa, Revi, Oimer, Kishem Hashem Ekra V'gadol Elukenu. The Pasuk says that when Kishem Hashem Ekra V'gadol Elukenu, Amr Lehem Meitshel Yisrael, Meitshel Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, that B'shar Sha'ani Mazkir Shemeshel Kadosh Baruch Hu, when I mention the Shem of Hashem, Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I announce, when I proclaim the name of Hashem, so Havu Gaidel Elokeinu means Atem Havu Gaidel. You give a bracha to Hashem. You answer Baruch Shem Kiva Machus Leilam Vayet. Chananya Ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Imer, a different makar, because the pasuk says Zeicha Tzadik Levracha. That Amar Lam Navi Yisrael. The Navi was telling Klal Yisrael. V'shash Ani Masker Tzadik Olamim. When I mention the Tzadik Olamim, when I mention the Shem Hashem, Zeicha Tzadik. So Levracha Atem Tenu Vracha. You give a bracha by answering Baruch Shem Kiva Machus Leilam Vayet. So that's the makar for this idea of answering Baruch Shem Kva Machus Leilam Vayet. Says the Mishnah, Ba Leilam Mizrach HaAzara. So now we finished the Kohen Gadol. He was just now Ben HaMizbeach L'Ulam. He was saying his vidui on his par. So now the Mishnah continues and says after he finishes his vidui on his par, so Ba Leilam Mizrach HaAzara, he goes to the east of the Azara. Until now he was more west. He was Ben HaUlam V'LaMizbeach. So now he goes to the east of the Azara. Let's offer in HaMizbeach. And he goes to the north of the Mizbeach, which you might have thought meant that to the north of the Mizbeach means mamish due north, like between the northern wall of the Mizbeach and the northern wall of the Azara, like where the Taba'is are, by the where they would perform the Shrita. However, if you look in the Teres Kayanim and Acharim by Sparik Beis, so over there the Teres Kayanim darshins that right now we're going to see he goes over here now to the east of the Azara, to the north of the Mizbeach, in order to, that's where the Seirim are. That's where the two Seirim, the Seir La'Azazel and the Seir La'Hashem are, and he's going to do the whole lottery. So the Torah's Kayanim Darshan said, no, the Seirim and the Kohen Gadol, he actually went to Shar Nikanor, which is mamish by the eastern gate of the Azara. Not at all to, it's north of the Mizbeach. He went to the north, a little bit to the north, so said he was north of the Mizbeach, but he wasn't due north of the Mizbeach. He wasn't between the northern wall of the Mizbeach and the northern wall of the Azara. He actually went much more east. He went to the, actually all the way to the east of the Azara, to the eastern gate, to the Shar Nikanor, and a little bit north, and that's what it means that he was north of the Mizbeach, to the east of the Azara, but really all the way by Shar Nikanor, not mamish north of the actual Mizbeach. And in Atikananta, that's also how it's described, that the Kohen Gadol would go to Shar Nikanor. Now, Mitzkayach, it doesn't say anything, but it leaves out a lot of these details. It doesn't even say that he went to the north of the Mizbeach. So, nothing really to be medayik over there. But in Atikananta, it says like the Teres Kanim, that he went to the Shar Nikanor. And it could be that's what the Mishnah means here also. So, Bolei L'Mizrach HaZara, L'Tzafer HaMizbeach, it means all the way to the east, by the Shar Nikanor, north of the Mizbeach. So Haskan Miyaminoi Vereish Beis Av Mismailoi, and when he would walk there, so he had the Skan, who was the backup Kohen Gadol on his right side, and the Reish Beis Av on his left side. The Reish Beis Av was, like we've mentioned in the past, the year in general was divided into different Mishmaris, each Mishmar in a different week to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and the different Mishmaris were divided into different Batei Av, that each day of the week a different Beis Av would serve that day in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis Av that was Roy to be Ovid in the Beis the Mikdash on the day of Yom Kippur, had it not been Yom Kippur, obviously because it's Yom Kippur, so now everything's really being done by the Kohen Gadol. But had it not been Yom Kippur, that Beis Av that was right to serve that day, so that Reish Beis Av from that group of Kehanim, so he would be on the left side of the Kohen Gadol, one who would walk over here now to the east. V'sham shnei seirim. And over there, in this spot, that's where there was these two goats. V'kalpi ha'isasham, and there was a wooden box. Uba shnei gairalais, and inside this box, there were two, like lottery tickets. Shalash gairaya hayu, and they were made of boxwood. There were these two big wooden tickets that were in this wooden box. The Asan Ben Gamla Shel Zav, Vahimaskira Naisai Lashavach, and Ben Gamla, we'll see, is Yeshua Ben Gamla, he actually donated money to the Beis HaMikdash, and he made it that these lots that they had in the Kalpi, instead of making them out of boxwood, that they should make them out of gold. Vahimaskira Naisai Lashavach, and they mentioned him praiseworthy when they would mention over this, that Yeshua Ben Gamla donated this gold for the Gairala, so they mentioned it in a praiseworthy manner. And now once we mentioned Yeshua Ben Gamla's contribution, so the Mishnah continues and mentions other contributions. Ben Katan, says the Mishnah, Ben Katan asa Yud Beis Dad Likior. He made 12 spouts, 12 faucets for the Kior. Shluhayu Lai Elishnaim, because originally it only had two, he made it that there were 12, which we'll see more about in the Gemara. Va'afu asa Muchni Likior. And he also made some sort of wheelie mechanism for the Kior, which also we'll see more in the Gemara. Shluhayu Meimav Nifsalim Belinas, that the waters shouldn't become pasul from lina, because the kir is a klishare, so it's mekadish the waters inside. If it would stay in there overnight, so by leisa shach it would have a psulina. So they had this pulley wheelie system that the waters would go down on the ground and attach to waters inside of a bar, being that it was mechubar to the other waters. So it was batla kedushasan. Rav Liashiv explains over here, and therefore the waters didn't end up getting a psulina. Munbaz HaMelech, Hayaisa Kol Yadeis HaKelim Shiyom HaKippurim Shel Zav. Munbaz HaMelech, he contributed that all the handles of the different Kelim on Yom Kippur should be made of gold. Hilni Imai, Asa Nivresha Shel Zav Al Pesach Eichal. And his mother Hilni, she made it that she donated money that there should be a golden chandelier by the Pesach Eichal. Va'afi Asa Tavla Shel Zav, she also made a golden tablet. Shaparsha Saita Ksuva Alet, that the Parsha of Saita was written on it, so that they wouldn't need to open up a Sefer Torah when they were writing over the Parsha Saita. This way it was written on this tablet, which we'll see more about in the Gemara. Nikanor Nasu Nisim Udal Seisav. Nikanor, those Nisim that happened to his doors, which also we'll see in the Gemara. Vayimaskirin Aysan Leshevach, and all of these people who contributed, all of them were mentioned Leshevach, says the Gemara. Midika Amar Litzafin HaMizbeach Mechlad, the Mizbeach LaBetzafin Kai. The way Rashi seems to learn is that from the fact that the Mishnah had to specify that the Kohen Gadol had to go to the north of the Mizbeach to do this lottery, so the lottery had to be in the north, and it said that he had to go to the north of the Mizbeach, so that's mashma that the Mizbeach is not in the north. If the Mizbeach was in the north, so then there would be no need for the Kohen Gadol to dafka go more north than the Mizbeach. Let him be equal to the Mizbeach. Why did he have to go more north than the Mizbeach? He was all the way east by Shar Nikanor. Why did he have to go all the way north of the Mizbeach? Why not just stay even between the Mizbeach and Shar Nikanor? Why did he have to go more north? It's mashma that the Mizbeach itself is not considered north. So that's why he had to go more north, because the Mizbeach itself is not north. So says the Gemara, it's mashma that the Mizbeach is not in the Tzafon of the Azara. The entirety of the Mizbeach is in the south of the Azara. So money, who is the town of our Mishnah that learns like this, that the entire Mizbeach is in the south? Says the Gemara, B'laz ben Yaakovi. He's the Tanu who holds like that. The Tanu we learned in the Braiso that the Oyla Shechted Tzafayna Lufnei Hashem, in the north Lufnei Hashem, which he darshan Shiei Tzafin Kuloi Panoi Divir Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov darshan Tzafayna Lufnei Hashem that the entire north of the Azara has to be empty, that there's no Mizbeach over there. It's only just Lufnei Hashem. There's no Mizbeach. So that's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Shito, that the entire Mizbeach was in the south, and he's the Tanu of our Mishnah. The Gemara, v'haresha Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon hi. But we said in the Resha that the Tan is Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, meaning we had in the previous Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol did his vidui on his par, bina ulam v'la mizbeach. Now the vidui on the par and the shechita of the par has to be in the north, because it's kachet kedoshim, like we've said. So if that had to be in the north, and that was bina ulam v'la mizbeach, so that means obviously if he's between the ulam and the mizbeach, and he's in the tzafon, so that means the mizbeach, at least partially, is in the tzafon. If the mizbeach is all in the Darim, is all in the south, so then how could we say that he could do his vidui Beina Ula Vla Mizbeach? Just as the Gemara Kula Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, not really, I could tell you that even the previous Mishnah can make sense, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that the entire Mizbeach was in the south. V'tani Kib Bein HaUla Vla Mizbeach, and teach, instead of Bein Ulam V'la Mizbeach, that he was Kib Bein Ulam V'la Mizbeach. He was in the space parallel to Bein Ulam V'la Mizbeach, but he wasn't actually between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach was in the south. So he was more north than that. But he was in that same area that's parallel to Bein Ulam V'la Mizbeach. Says the Gemara Vayter, Haskan b'yamina v'resh beis ab b'smayla. We said in the Mishnah that when the Kohen Gadol walked over here to the Sirim, so he went with the Skan on his right side and the resh beis ab on his left side. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Hamahalech li'min rabbi harez abar, that someone who walks to the right of his Rebbe, so he's a bar. Rashi says he doesn't even know basic derech eretz. The Meiri explains, because if a person walks to the right of his Rebbe, so a person is really supposed to walk to the left, because if a person walks to the left of his Rebbe, now his right hand will be available to assist his Rebbe. So you're not supposed to walk to the right. It means you don't even know basic derech eretz. Frak the Gemara, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Haskan b'yaminoi v'resh beis av ismailoi. We have in our Mishnah that the Skan Kohen Gadol, who by definition is, so to speak, a Talmud of the Kohen Gadol, that he would walk to the right of the Kohen Gadol. The Reish Beis Av would be on the left, but the Skan was on the right. So it's a Kasha and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that one who walks to the right of his Rebbe, he's a bar. Here we see that the Skan Kohen Gadol walked to the right of the Kohen Gadol. The item, furthermore, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, that Shleisha Shayu Mahalchim Aderech, if you have three people walking on the road, so Harav Bemsa, the Rav walks in the middle, Gadol Biamina, the greater Talmud walks on the right of the Rebbe, the Katam Ismailai, and the less great Talmud walks on the left side of the Rebbe, the Chemat Sinu Bishleisha Malachi Asharis, like we find also by the three Malachi Asharis, Shabbat Yitzel Avram, that they went to Avram Avinu, Michal Bemsa, Michal was the greatest. He was in the middle. Gavriel b'yamina, Gavriel, who's the next greatest, he was on the right side of Michal. V'Rafael b'smayla, and Rafael, who was the least of the three, he was on the left side. So you see that you're allowed to walk on the right side of your Rebbe. So how could Rav Yehuda say that one who walks to the right side of his Rebbe is a bar? Here we see you're allowed to walk on the right side of your Rebbe. Says the Gemara, Targuma Rav Shmuel Bar Papa, Kamed Rav Ado, Kadesh Yiskase by Rabbi. No, these different sources that we just had that seem to say that a person that the Talmud walked to the right of his Rebbe, it doesn't mean that he was mamish to the right of his Rebbe. He was really behind his Rebbe in order to cover up for his Rebbe. He was there covering him behind his Rebbe a little bit to the side. Now we'll see, the Gemara right now assumes that we mean just literally behind the Rebbe. Frak the Gemara v'tani, but we learned in the Braisa, Mahalik Keneged Rabbi, Hareza Bar, Achari Rabbi, Hareza Migasi Aruach. If you walk in front of your Rebbe, you're a bar. And if you walk behind your Rebbe, if you walk Kneged Rabbi next to him, you're a bar. And Achari Rabbi, I raise the Megaseh Ruach, one who walks behind his Rebbe, so he's showing some gaivi, showing haughtiness. Rav Yashiv explains, because he's making it look as if like his Rebbe is just showing him where to go. So that's the Gaseh Ruach. So you're not supposed to walk behind your Rebbe. So how could you say, Kadesh is Gaseh by Rabbi? Says the Gemara, no, the Mitzadeh, that's today. Not mamish behind. All these different brises in our Mishnah, which talk about three people walking together, that the Talmud would walk to the right of his Rebbe. So it doesn't mean that he would mamish walk behind, but not to the side either. He would be somewhat to the side, but behind. So diagonal. Diagonal to the Rebbe. So it comes out, so Rav Yehuda who said that someone who walks on the side of his Rebbe is a bar, we don't have any kashas on him from any of the different Mishnais or Brises, because those aren't talking about mamish walking to the side, it's talking about to the side and behind, diagonally from the Rebbe. Says the Gemara, V'kalpi ha'isa shamu bash negaralis. We said in the Mishnah that over there, in this by the Shar Nikanor to the north, so there was this wooden box that had in it two geiralis. Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa. V'nas and Aaron al shnei ha'siirim geiralis. It says that Aaron Akain, he would put on the two siirim geiralis, two geiralis, seems to be saying. So geiralis shall call davar. So the Braisa darshins that the geiralis could be made of any material. Yachol yitain shnayim al zeh v'shnayim al zeh. Which we'll come back to that nekuda soon, about the fact that it can be made from any material. But yachol yitain shnayim al zeh v'shnayim al zeh. I might think from the pasuk it says v'nasan aharin al shnei ha-se'irim geira lois, that he puts on the se'irim geira lois. I might think that he puts two geira lois on each se'ir. Tamalaymar geira l'Hashem v'geira l'azazo. It's the girsa of the guy, because we're going to dash an echad in a little bit. So the Tamalaymar geira l'Hashem v'geira l'azazo. The word geira is lashin yachid. So we dash it from geira l'Hashem v'geira l'azazo. That ain't kan l'Hashem ela geirul echad, v'ain kan l'azazel ela echad. That there's only one geirul, there's only one lot that says on it l'Hashem, and only one lot that says on it l'azazel. So it can't be that you're going to take two lots and put it on the seer that goes l'Hashem, and two lots that go on the seer that goes l'azazel. Because then you would need two geirul, two lots that say on it l'Hashem, and two lots that say on it l'azazel. And that's not the case, because like we see, it says that there's only one lot that has on it the shem l'Hashem, and there's only one lot that has on it l'azazel. So from there we know that obviously the pasuk does not mean to put two lots on each seir. Yachol yitain shal shem v'shal azazel al zeh v'shal shem v'shal azazel al zeh. But still, I might think that because l'maisa it says geirolos, okay, fine, you can only have one lot that says on it l'Hashem and one lot that says on it azazel. But maybe you should take both of those lots and put it on both seirim, put it on this one and then put it on the next one. Tamalayma geirol echad l'Hashem, ein kan l'Hashem el echad ve'ein kan azazel el echad. And no, it's only one geirol l'Hashem that is echad. So there's only one sayer that ever gets the lot that says on it l'Hashem, and only one sayer that gets on it the lot that says l'Azazel. So im kemata molema geira lois, and then why does the Torah Taka say geira lois, which is mashma that you put two geira lois on each sayer? Shiushavin. So the Gemara Darshan, the reason why it says geira lois is to teach us that the two pieces of wood, the wood that says l'Hashem and the wood that says l'Azazel, that they should be exactly the same. Shul yasa echad shal zav echad shal kesef. You shouldn't have that one's gold and one silver, echad gadol v'echad katan, that one's larger and one smaller. Which the Karban Aaron in Achrim Ha'isparik Beis, he explains that if they would be different, then you can't call it Geirolos, because it's two different things. You can't put it under one title of Geirolos. The fact that it's put into one title of Geirolos makes it sound like they're both the same. The Prichadish points out that it's interesting. This Gemara makes it sound like, if not for the fact that we had this drasha of Geiral and Echad, so we would have said that when the Pasuk says, V'nasan Aaron al shnei ha-se'irim Geirolos, that Aaron puts on this two se'irim Geirolos, that he puts two Geirolos on each Sa'ir. Fracta Prichadash and Simon Tafrit Sadidala by Hilchos Purim, he says, if so, then why is it that by Matanais Le'evyainim, by Matanais Le'evyainim, we should darshan to give two Matanais to each one of the two Evyainim? And that's not the halacha. The halacha is by Matanais Le'evyainim, we assume that it means one Matana to two Evyainim. L'chair, it seems to be the same setup as this pasuk. Al Shnei Hasi'irim Geiralais, we said that without a drasha, we would have darshaned two Geiralos on each one of the two Si'irim. So then Matanais Le'evyainim, we should also darshan two Matana nice to each one of the two of Yainim. For whatever reason there, Chazal did not darshan it like that. Says the Gemara Vayter, Geirale Shakol Davar. We said in the Braisa before that we learn out from Geirales that it's the Vanessa Aaron Al Shnei Asirim Geirales, that Geirale Shakol Davar, that the Geirales can be made of any material. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, why now? Why would you think that it has to be a specific material? Says the Gemara, Leitzricha Lechadetanya. You need it for the following Braisa. Lefisha Metzinu Betzitz. Shashem Kosov Olav, Vuhu Shalzov. We find by the Tzitz that it had on it the name Lashem, and it had to be made out of gold. So Yachlav Zekin, so I might think this lot should also be like that, because this lot also, one of them at least, said Lashem, so maybe it should have to be made out of gold. Tamolaymar Gairol, Gairol, Reba. Therefore it says Gairol, Gairol as a Reboy, that Reba shall Zayis to be Marbed, that even the Gairolos can be made out of olive wood. Reba shall Egois of nut wood, and Reba shall Shkaraya of this boxwood, which Dvar points out that really it's Reba any material. The fact that the Gemara only mentioned these specific materials, because there's a hider to use these materials since they're stronger. But really, the reboy is that a person could use, that we could use any material to make these lots.